Holy Ghost, down to where the rubber meets the road, the foot washing. And to me, it's one of the greatest services that we have. I really love it. When I see all those, my friends and my brothers and my sisters, who humble down, who don't feel ashamed to bow or kneel in front of their brother or sister once a year. Now, we only keep it once a year. This is the event. Don't miss the foot washing service next Sunday night. Now, write it down on your calendar. Next Sunday night, we'll be keeping the Feast of Passover. Also, when we begin our festival on Sunday night, we'll have a meal prepared by the brothers and sisters here at the Kingsgate. And for your information, we've had a great day. I mean, we've worked hard. Literally, we've worked on this project for over 3 months, which is trying to set up a chapel, remodel it completely from the ground up. I mean, we literally had to remodel this tabernacle, and we've had wonderful success today when the cleanup is begun. We have all of the appliances in the kitchen. The kitchen is complete. And you that have been here at the Kingsgate know that we in the past have borrowed, or we have bought, literally, rental places where we could keep our festival. We've never failed in the last 22 years. We've never failed of keeping a Passover, the second Passover. This is, I believe, our 20th second Passover that we've kept in honor to commemorate and to remember our Messiah, Yahweh in a flesh body. Now, we've had great success. We've had people here today volunteering. This is all voluntary. Well, we've got Brother Bob here from the great state of Arkansas. Bob also is our webmaster, and tonight I'm on the website, and I'm going to teach on one of the articles that we've got up there that we wrote back in 209, posted here. He died on Second Passover. Facts. Biblical. And we're going to explain that to you. Bob is our webmaster, and a good one he is. He's been here right at a month already. And Bob is a seasoned contractor, a licensed contractor. he can do it all. And without Brother Bob and his sidekick, Brother Preston himself is from Maine. He's been here since the formation of the assembly and the ground. He's a caretaker. Does a wonderful job. He got up at 3 o'clock this morning to meet our suppliers for the lamb. This lamb is grass-fed, organic, no shots, no hormones. These are the type of people we love, and they're here in Tennessee, and we purchase our lambs from them until we're going to, later on, start our own lambs. And we can't wait for that, and we'll have goats, and we'll have our own little pet and so praise way. Because we love our animals. We just love the lamb. We fall in love with him. We get acquainted with him. Now, people have come today, like I said, on this day, we're trying to wrap this thing up. We've got a couple more days of work. And I believe we'll be ready for those who will be coming in next Sunday night for the foot washing. Others will be coming on the Passover day, which is the 16th. At the end of the 16th day, right before the beginning of the 17th, we'll kill the lamb on Passover at 3 o'clock. And we will commence our festival that'll go from the 17th to the 24th. So we've got 10 days scheduled. For those of you that can't stay that long, we understand with the economy, the world situation is perilous. But even more so, as the day approaches, you should be found in the presence keeping Yahweh's truth. Don't lay up your treasures in heaven by going to some false church. These are things that have the appearance. They love the praise of men. Lay your treasures up where there's truth. Now, truth is hard to come by, and it's also hard to support. Very few people will support the truth. Why? I don't know. But the second Passover is a truth that very few people can grasp. We're going to prove to you that there's no other Passover to keep, we think, in regulation form, by love and truth. Now, Brother Bob, like I say, he's been here for over a month, a licensed carpenter, contractor, and I don't know what we'd have done without Bob and Preston. I mean, they've worked hard trying to get this project. Brother Pard, who is my accomplice from the great state of Illinois, he's down here this weekend, been here since, I believe, Thursday, brought his own crew, paid out of his pocket, and he pays them $20 an hour. That's not cheap, but he donates that to the assembly. Whatever work that they do is done on his pocketbook, praise Yahweh, and we appreciate that. We got a brother and a sister from North Carolina. Now, they've been with me from way back, and they're here volunteering their time and their services to get the chapel prepared. Now, like I say, we got 7 days starting tomorrow when we will be in festival. Now, we've got Maine represented, got Illinois, got Tennessee, Arkansas, and North Carolina. What a crew. And boy, it showed up today, the trim work, the painting, the appliances, getting it set up, the plumbing. We had some brethren here from Tennessee doing some additional plumbing work. We've got 2 bathrooms, 2 showers set up for people who would like to camp out. Now, you're welcome to camp on the property. And we've got facilities here, restrooms, 2 of them. 2 showers and places to clean up. We've got washer and dryers to wash your clothes if you're going to be here for the whole week. You don't have to bring a lot of clothes. And You can do your laundry here. Praise Yahweh. It's things that we've never been able to offer because most of the time we've been in a tent or we have rented the feast, the fellowship halls, and the brothers and sisters would pitch in and help pay the expense. And we've been so blessed by brothers and sisters who wanted a chapel of their own. Now, these brothers and sisters from, I can't begin to start to tell you how many states are represented by the people who have contributed, sacrificed, come and done work, and things of that nature around the country who give their hard-earned savings. They're laying up their treasure in heaven by their deeds of truth, supporting the doctrine that you're going to hear tonight by Pastor Buddy, and other, the name itself. It's hard to support the name of Yahweh, since the other name that Christians go by is so popular. Now, we're not going to throw off on you. If you want to call on that other name, just remember this, that in the book of Revelations, it's recorded that those who made it to the city, now that's not the city over in heaven, that's the city that came down out of heaven. That's not the rapture people went up to the city, that's the city that came down to the people that's going to inherit the earth. And there was 12 gates. Only 12 gates. Now listen to this. There's only 12 gates into the city. And on these 12 gates, the names of the sons of Israel, Jacob. Also, those that went into the city. Now, this is the important part that I'd like to stress tonight. The important part was all, those that entered in into the New Jerusalem that came down out of heaven, not up in heaven, came down out of heaven and sit upon the new heavens and the new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness, this city prepared from the foundation of the world. It came down, and those who loved and inherited that city and that place and lived and reigned with the great and the mighty Yahweh in a flesh body, the wounds in his hands, the proof is there. He loved us before the foundation of the world. The second Passover is related to his remembrance. That's all we do that for. It's just a community coming together of baptized believers in his name. Everyone that came and went through those gates had the Father's name, not the Son's name. A lot of people don't understand that the Father became a man and he put off the man when that man died. 3 days later, he came in and resurrected that same body that he came to earth in, rose it up, and the wounds are still in his hand. That's Yahweh dwelling in the Son, or Yahweh dwelling in the body, the flesh body of Almighty God. It's awesome. Boy, truth is so hard to come by. That name was in their forehead. Now, blessed be those who remember and love and support and give the support to enabling and carrying on that tradition. Right here, we hope to be here when Yahweh comes. The way things are looking, I'm telling you, I've never seen things unfold so fast. Weather, famine, pestilence, earthquakes, lies. You can't trust these governments where it looks like they're trying to form a new world order of Antichrist teaching. These are those who do not love him. They oppose him, although they pass themselves off as lovers of God. They'll say, God bless you. God bless America. God bless the USA. They'll never speak his name. I have never heard one official of the government, representing the government, ever acknowledge the true name of our Creator. 6,823 times alone his name is recorded in the King James Bible. Now, WWRB plays the King James when we're not programming or transmitting. It plays for your learning the King James Bible. Now, what about the second Passover, Pastor Buddy? Well, I'm going to tell you some more about it just in a minute, but I want to make sure that I cover in detail the events and the schedules that you'll be fully aware. Now, we want you to come, all those that's tuning in, and if you know of other people that cannot receive us on WWRB because of the low schedule, 2390, it's way down on the dial. Now, it's good for close-end programming, but when you try to get down there with your shortwaves, it's not listed on your shortwave. Now, that presents a problem. We understand that. Brother Dave understands that, and he's working, installing brand new equipment to enhance our 50-50. We're switching to the frequency of 50-50. Now, that's in the neighborhood of 4840 to match WWCR. Now, we are going to split our time. It's not that we favor one station over another, because we love David and his able staff here, and he's one of the most direct, truthful men I've ever talked with. Sometimes he makes me ashamed of myself. The truth he knows. He's a better preacher than I am, by far. And most of the people that's on the program, he could out-preach them if he was to, and every once in a while, he will preach the sermon to you. And that's very good. And I hope that he's encouraged in the times to come. You need to support WWRB. It's one of the last on the frontier of communication where television, tell a vision, has been controlled by the news media of worldly sorts. They care nothing about truth. They care nothing about the truth coming to you. This alternative shortwave is the last breach that they're trying to breach. And when it's gone, it's gone. And you would have to hunt the dial. A lot of people hunt the dial or turn the dial. And so starting Monday night on regular programming, we have a change in schedule, and I'll discuss that with you just in a minute. But on regular programming, we will be coming in on 50-50, not 2390. So make a note of that. Write it down if you can't remember it. If you do remember it, make a mental note that we'll be broadcasting WWRB 3.185, one of the transmitters. We're going to 50-50 exclusively on our broadcasting on 50-50 with the present schedule. You can go to WWRB's website and look at the schedule for the times. I think they've updated them by now. I know Dave was working on them. I hope he's got it all in place. We will be coming to you Monday night, not at 9 o'clock, our regular time. We're changing the schedule for Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call completely. Now, others will probably stay the same, but If there's any changes, Dave will have it noted in the schedule, like I say. So if you are confused by the changeover, go to WWRB and look at the change schedule. We'll be on 5050 at 11 p.m. Now, that's the late call, but it's coming in prime time in the central zone, and the further west we go, the better it's getting prime. Now, in the East Coast, we understand that 11 o'clock is, you people at work, it's hard for you to set up to 11 o'clock and stay up with Pastor Buddy on the late show till 12 because of our Eastern Standard Time. It's a little late. Well, so we'll excuse you if you don't tune in. However, if you are retired and you like to listen to truth, we'll be available on 5050WWRB at 11 p.m. on Monday night. Now, we're dropping Tuesday night. We're dropping Wednesday night. And we're dropping Saturday night. So 3 nights a week, we're dropping off the schedule. And if you have been accustomed to listen to Pastor Buddy, and many of you have, make a note. We're dropping 3 nights a week. This old worn-out preacher, not getting no younger, but I'm not complaining about the time that I praise Yahweh. We're going to still, and our radio schedule still be devoted to almost as much time. We're picking up, trying to pick up. We're working the schedule now. We're already on WWCR. Now, that's competition for WWRB. Yet, both have 100-watt stations. And we don't favor one or the other. We just got, we got our sponsors who have preferences, and so on and so on. So we're not taking sides. We are trying to divide our time equally. 2 nights a week on WWRB. That'll be Monday night and Friday night. We'll be on WWCR on Sunday night. We're working on another hour on WWCR on 4840 for one more hour. So that way, you can take your choice on when, where, and how to listen to Pastor Buddy. We'll give you that full schedule later on as it works out. So then, we have some changes. We're dropping Tuesday night. We're dropping Wednesday night. And we're dropping Saturday night. Now, Tuesday and Saturday, sponsored by Brother Mark, and Monday and Wednesday and Friday, sponsored by Brother Paul and by Brother Bud and by Brother Edward in Mississippi. Paul's in Michigan, as you very well know. And we will be going into those two nights. Mark will still sponsor me on WWRB, although he can't pick the station that we're on presently. But hopefully, when we get to 50-50, he'll be able to tune us in. Now, by that, we'll switch over to Dr. Gary sponsors me 1 hour on Sunday night, prime time, 9 o'clock on WWCR. And Brother Bud and Brother Paul and Brother Edward will be sponsoring me on the other hour when I work out the schedule, if I can get a good time. A good prime time, and that's still in the works. So, remember our change of schedule. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call will be on Monday night at 11 o'clock. We're normally on at 9 o'clock. So, remember, Pastor Buddy will be on at 11 o'clock, the late hour, with Brother Mark as my sponsor, and we'll be on Friday night at 9:30. Every Monday at 11 and every Friday, the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. So make a note of that so that you can tune in to some of the things and the way things are going, prophecies and prophetic events are happening so fast that you cannot hardly keep up with them. Now, we're going to have, like I say, in the chapel, we're going to have a brand new, going to be new to everybody, really. A lot of the folks that will be coming in that have never seen the chapel, they paid for it, they worked for it, they prayed for it, and we had a few volunteers that were close enough to come in, like I say, Brother Bob from Arkansas, been here for over a month, Brother Preston from Maine, he is permanently residing here now. Brother Odell, I call him the Minister of Defense, and his beautiful wife, Virginia, they're here. They live here. They have a feast site home here, but they only come when they feel like visiting and go when they want to. But every festival, they're here to volunteer their services, to clean the chapel, to cook, to take care of the ground, and things of this nature. And we're very thankful for these folks. Brother Pard, again, from Illinois, bringing his crew. Brother Pard's a contractor, a paint contractor. And so that worked out real good. Brother Bob being a building contractor. And Pastor Buddy, the janitor, the cleanup man, and the rough, you know, just rough it, and the go-getter man. I was the gopher, having to run to pick up parts and things. So we've all worked. My wife has cooked and waited on the crew that's here, and we're just roughing it the best we can and getting by the best we can. And Yahweh's really blessed us. The storms passed over us. Didn't touch our, we had two boys over here today that were working, and both of their homes and their property was damaged. Killed one of the cows, the brother that was working here today. Blowed his garage completely down, broke his power pole completely off. His telephone service, I've been trying to get a hold of him for 2 weeks. And he had no phone service. Finally called the cell phone of the other brother and got a hold of him. And they informed me that the storms had really done some serious damage in their direction, along with thousands of others here that I told you about last night in this wild weather episode of history. Now, folks, let me tell you something. It's only going to get worse. Now, we're in the flood zone, 14 feet. The Mississippi will crest in Memphis, Tennessee, on the Mississippi River, 14 to 16 feet above flood stage. Almost record. I told you last night that 1927 and 1937, the year I was born, these dates, the Mississippi was 80 miles wide, had water running out of its banks, 80 miles. So when I read that as a historical fact, I was taken back. The Mississippi, 80 miles wide. And today we're almost at that record pace of 1937, 1927. And so then, these things are rare, but they do happen. And these storms, the storms, the tornadoes, they call them here in the south, and hurricanes in the coastal regions, this is the worst year for the tornadoes in this area of the Southland. And it's a wide belt. As it did, it only lasted, they said, 20 seconds in most areas, on an average. 20 seconds. And folks, if you were down here and toured the damage that 20 seconds of Yahweh's wrath came out of the heavens. And I said last night, it's a lack of people seeking Yahweh. And so we need people to turn to Him and to seek His face and to repent before our nation can be blessed. It's not too late. We could turn it around tonight. If my people, which are called by my name, now it don't take a lot of people, because He has the fewest people in the world. Have you ever thought about that? You think, well, the whole world ain't going to change. We don't want the world. We only want my people that are called by my name. That's what He said in 2 Chronicles 7:14. We only want those who are true worshipers. Now, the true worshipers will stand. When they've done all to stand, they'll still stand. They'll suffer for the name. We're hunted all day like common criminals. We're discriminated against for His name's sake. We'll be hated of all people. Now, most of these people that are hating the Yahweh people is by other people that call on another name and yet call themselves Christian. Just like the second Passover, most people keep Easter, Ishtar, instead of the Passover festival of Leviticus chapter 23. Now, the second Passover, as I said, is a little-known feast of the Old Testament. Now, I got this revelation, believe it or not. It came from Yahweh. I got it sitting at and keeping the second Passover I ever kept in my life, where we keep the rituals of Leviticus 23. I was keeping the first Passover. And I got a revelation by chance. I know it was purposely from the heavens, but by chance I received it. And by the direction of the Holy Spirit, I received it from Yahweh. I began to keep the second Passover because when I read in the 26th chapter of Matthew, the first 5 verses. That's the revelation of confirmation for the second Passover. Now, I read there in the first 5 verses that the Jews were planning to kill Him in the first Passover. They had plans because it was a time of celebration and a time of remembrance, and they were commanded to come there to keep the second or the first Passover. And when they began to think this out, He was so popular. He had so many people that believed on Him because of the miracles, and especially after He raised Lazarus from the dead. Here is a mighty one. Here is Yahweh in a flesh body visiting His people according to the prophecies. The king's coming. Well, He came, but the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes rejected Him outright. Had nothing in common with Him. They refused Him. And they hated Him because His truth hurt to the core. It cut them to their heart. And they, according to the 26th chapter of Matthew, the first 5 verses. You can see this if you will read it carefully. A lot of people read it and look over it because you've got no revelation. When I saw that when the day of unleavened bread came, that's always on the 15th day of the month of April. The 15th day came, and here is our Savior talking to His disciples. Now, a dead man can't talk. He should have been dead, but he was talking. They were planning on going somewhere to keep the Passover. Well, he was supposed to be the Passover. If you can catch this in the first 5 verses, that's all you got to have. To know that he was alive in the first Passover on the 15th day. He's supposed to die on the 14th at 3 o'clock. But he was alive. His disciples, who were all, I think, condemned with him because of the fact that they had embraced, naturally, quite so, 6 days before the Passover was the resurrection of a man named Saul in the Bible as the other disciple. This is a code name. This is broadens the mystery. But Lazarus was known as the other disciple that he loved. You can see quite plainly through the touching of a dead body, and the Jews acknowledged he was dead. Therefore, it would excuse and give the Jews a legal excuse for not killing him in the first Passover because there was much people there. And they didn't want to cause an uproar, so they condemned him to die in the second Passover, which they knew that there was going to be a small crowd. Remember this now. Strays away and narrows the gate, and few there be to find it. This is part of the issue here. And so we have what is called the great mystery of the second Passover. They knew that there was a clause in the 9th chapter of the book of Numbers that would give them an opt-out there, if you will, that they would have an opt-out for that they would not have to keep or kill him in the first Passover. Now, that gave them the excuse, if you will, for not killing him. Not killing him on the first Passover. Here he is talking, and it came to pass on the day of first day of unleavened bread, they came to the Messiah. Now, you can't come to somebody that's alive. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could get this and just drop your pride and acknowledge the second Passover, maybe for the first time? It hurt me when I had to acknowledge it. Taught it in full opposition. Nobody kept it. Nobody had ever heard of it that I know of. I do not know of a single group in America, or around the world for that matter, that keeps the second Passover. We are the only group that keeps it. Not that we have more truth. It's because we're willing to accept truth when we find it. He was alive in the first Passover, so he didn't die. Now, what I want to do is commemorate him and remember him on the Passover that he died in. It just happened to be that obscure, insignificant festival, not many people there, only those that had touched the dead body, or those who couldn't get back and they were in a far journey. Well, both of those type, one the carnal mind as a dead body. The carnal mind is enmity. And those in a far journey are the Western Europeans, white Europeans, and finally the New Jerusalem people, the USA, the sons of Joseph, who made their way over here, all of immigrants, into a new country without walls, a nation that had 5 trees that is identified in the Bible, and the only one, proving it's the United States of America. But the problem was that we had the devil knowing that also. The formation in 1776, May the 1st. I taught on that a couple of nights ago. Mayday. We have Obama announcing to the world on Mayday that Osama bin Laden is dead, been shot. Now, looks like they're playing old film of Obama or Osama. Hard to remember Osama or Obama. Oh, what a world we live in today. Satan is on his job. Number one, kill, steal, and destroy. You're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, according to Hosea 4 and 6 in the Bible. When are we ever going to wake up? When are we ever going to get this together and come to the truth? No wonder Dave has got such a reckoning, or let's say an education, fooling with Christians, patriots. He told me some horror stories about the people that were to support him and to keep his station going, pay their bills, wound up owing, still owing, never paid. These are Christians, all Christians. No wonder that he feels like he does. And I told him, I said, you're just preaching to the choir, David, because I myself have been an independent truth seeker for over 50 years, and even truth among people you think will have it. Many will come in his name. When you really get into the truth realm, even they will turn on you. Second Passover is one of the examples that I teach on, and we offer anyone, anywhere, that would come on and defend the first Passover that he died in it. He did not die. It's plain that he died in the second Passover. If he died in the Passover, it had to be the second one. Now, which one would you want to keep? To legally keep the second Passover, you could legally keep it in a far country. That's where I find myself. Here we are on the 15th of this month. A lot of saints are coming together on the 15th to keep this and to acknowledge it as truth. And to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's what he said, in spirit, but he also said, in truth. That's where it separates the men from the boys and the rubber meets the road. I know people take truth lightly. I say, oh, it don't matter. We don't keep that stuff. No way. It's under the law. That pastor's crazy. This pastor won't look too crazy on the day that he comes in flaming fire. This pastor won't look too crazy to everybody when he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. How long to do this? Do it forever. We don't do it that way no more. We keep Easter, Pastor Buddy. Boy, that's not. The Catholic Church and the Jews, they know when to keep it. The Catholic Church and the Jews don't know nothing. I've found that out over 50 years. But when I say they don't know nothing, everybody thinks I'm picking on them, and because I'm jealous and envious of the big Catholic Church and the Jews. I'm not. There's the people that call themselves Jews. They're not. They're liars. There's the people that belong to the Whore Church. They're liars. And two lies don't make it right. They had two false witnesses that put the Messiah to death in the second Passover, but they couldn't agree. And this denominational system is nothing but Babylon. They can't agree on nothing. Where is truth? Do people take it for granted? They'll say, oh, the truth don't mean nothing, Patrick Bunny. I can go down here to the First Baptist or the Second Methodist and keep Easter. Hide Easter eggs and bunnies and keep Christmas.
I'll be all right, because I'm saved. Glory to God. Jesus loves everybody. Shunda.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for the truth's sake, come to your senses. Mend your fences with Yahweh. Don't straddle them. Get on Yahweh's side, in Yahweh's name, in Yahweh's truth of the second Passover. The Bible says that His word is forever settled. Here He is, and I challenge anybody in my listening audience tonight to refute this. He's talking to His disciples on the 15th day, or the first day of unleavened bread. I know when that comes, and so do you. Now, I've had preachers that preach in Yahweh's name say, well, He's keeping us. He's keeping us early Passover. Well, if He broke His own law, what kind of a guy would He have been? To set a law and His word, turn around and break it. That's not Yahweh. He did not keep an early Passover. He kept it on the torture stake at 3 o'clock. That's when they ended His life, just like they were supposed to, and just like Yahweh had it planned that they would do it and prophesied that they would do it. It's just the wrong Passover. Everybody wants to keep Easter, or these sacred name groups, they keep the first one and justify it, or try to, and here's the thorn in the side, Pastor Buddy. They won't humble down, they won't change, and say, yeah, well, we have to acknowledge, yeah, He was talking to them. How can a dead man talk? If he's dead at 3 o'clock on the first Passover, how could he be talking to them on the first day of unleavened bread, which is the next day? Now, you figure that out, and then you'll know what Pastor Buddy's talking about. Truth is very important. People drive for hundreds of miles just to agree with it, or to acknowledge it, or support it. That's very important. Remember where it says, and His name was in their forehead. Now, I don't mean that you've got a brand, an iron. I don't take a branded iron, and everybody I baptize in Yahweh, they take a branded iron and sizzle their forehead. That means that the knowledge of their teaching, the truth that they receive, is in their brain. The forehead is in the area of the brain where you think, where you remember, and where you recall. Do this in remembrance of me. Very few people ever do it. And yet they want to justify themselves. When they come up short, when they can't read what they do, they defend it by changing the subject. You won't change it on the day when He comes. And they'll say, Lord, we've done many wonderful works in Your name. That ain't going to move them, Father. Matter of fact, He's going to say to them that done many wonderful works in His name, and there's going to be a lot of them. Depart from me, I never knew you. Do you want to be one of them? Or do you want to be a truther? Somebody that will stand the truth. Well, I'm allowed to preach the truth on WWRB. I've never. Now, I don't know that Dave would agree with me, but that don't matter whether he does or whether he don't. Don't matter where I agree with him. As long as we're seeking truth, we'll find it if we keep seeking it. And so then, just because somebody dissents or don't agree with you, don't mean that you're not right, even if the whole world's against you. They shall hate you for His name's sake. Which one? Catholic Church gives us Jesus. The Bible gives us Yahweh. Now, which one are you going to take?
Say, well, I'm sticking with Jesus because Mom stuck with Him. She died with Him, and Dad, and I know they're in heaven, glory to God.
You don't know no such thing. They're going to be like you. They're going to be standing in the judgment, and the books are going to be open on them. That's what you can read, not what you think. I know Mom and Dad's going to go to heaven in a false name. I don't think so. Yeah, but it was so good, and people called on it everywhere. Pastor Buddy, you're just trying to be a dissenter or a troublemaker. That's what they call the Messiah. They hated Him,
for his name's sake, I'm preaching the same name that he declared from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. What does that mean?
Well, we say it every once in a while when we get carried away, but we don't really mean it. Because we got another man by another name. Well, that goes against the Bible. It said, by one name are you all baptized into one body.
People drive for hundreds of miles to get baptized in that one name. That's the real name. That's the real deal. That's a name that the world rejects, but Yahweh will accept. Because if you love the world and the things of the world, and the way the world teaches, the love of Yahweh's not in you. You're going to have to stir up the devil against you. The world will speak against this truth and this way. Well, I got to get off here. My time is gone. I've preached myself out of time. The last night that we'll be on Saturday night, tonight, I'm ending Saturday night. Now, if you've been listening to Pastor Buddy and you want to still continue to listen, you can go to Monday night at 11 o'clock, Friday night at 9:30 on this same station on 5050. You can hear Pastor Buddy on Sunday night on 4840 on WWCR. And so then, we're still going to preach the truth. We're still going to declare it. And we're still going to proclaim it. And we'd love for you to join us at the Passover. Why don't you come on and make a trip? You'll never be the same. Guarantee it. You'll meet people like yourself, common, down to earth, and people that love Yahweh, truth seekers, and believe you me, they'll hold your feet to the fire. If you can't read it, they won't have it. If you can read it, they'll believe it. They might not understand it all, but if you can read it and you've got a scripture, they'll listen. That's a truth seeker. Like I said tonight, you can go to our website, that's oneyahweh.com, over 10,000 in less than 3 months. As a matter of fact, just a little over 2 months, the website's been up and over 10,000 hits. It's an incredible, I'm just looking at it. What's up there? Brother Bob got posted up there. And you can believe one thing, he keeps it up to date too. He's exact and thorough. If you've done anything to, like Pastor Buddy, miss a sermon or not get it right, well, he's on my case. And I have to give an account to the webmaster, praise God. Everything's up there and in order. If you find something that's not in order, you just call or mail, email me or Brother Bobby, the one. Our address is on the website. You can go there and find us. You can call me tonight at 423-351-1082. You can email Buddy at the King's Gate Inn. King's Gate Inn at yahoo.com. That's my email. Go ahead and email me if you'd like to. And we'll correspond a little bit. I'll pass the website on to you. And you can write me, Post Office Box 568. I'm looking for your letter. I need your help. We have spent so much money on our assembly. I'm broke. We've spent it all right down to the what everybody's given us. We've spent that too. We're sowing to the Father, giving the Father a place where people can conveniently come together. You can come on the highway 75 north south at exit 60, Sweetwater, Tennessee. That's where Pastor Buddy and the King's Gate Inn is located. Call for further directions if you'd like. Write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater,
Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. And we'll be waiting to receive your letter at the post office box. We try to answer all mail. We're a little slow because I'm a one-man gang here. We're a little slow at times, but we always eventually get around to acknowledging you in your letter. We appreciate your mail. I take every one of them serious. I read and pray over every one. I offer them up in our altar services. And that's another thing, that we have truth on the world. We're going to exercise that faith this time in a way that we've never done it. We're going to emphasize it. Brother Randy's bringing the paint. We're going to paint our altar stones. We're going to duplicate, as it is above, so it is below. He's going to build, he's already built the altar, he's going to dress up the altar, repaint the stones of the 12 tribes, which is seen in heaven. The altar in heaven has 12 gates. We have 12 openings in our gates, and each one of them is for the house of Israel, the sons of Yah, to come and accept him and to pray and to seek his face and turn from their wicked way. We'll see ya Monday night at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on 5050 WWRB. Yahweh bless ya. Yahweh keep you. Thank you.